Sharon Watson is with the Missouri and Arkansas region of the Red Cross.
We are already seeing a lot of need. We've had 12,000 people nationally stay in the 171 Red Cross shelters that have been set up in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina so far. The primary resources that we are sending into the area from the Missouri-Arkansas region are individuals who can help with sheltering situations there over the next several days. We've also sent emergency response vehicles, which are basically our mobile feeding vehicles that can go into areas where people are that perhaps can't get into the shelters and get the resources there.
People will be going there all up and down the East Coast, correct? Or wherever
correct.
The need is there.
We actually have already sent about 40 individuals from Missouri and Arkansas, most of those from the state of Missouri, and we have about 7 individuals from St. Louis that have gone to the East Coast. We have some in Florida, some in Georgia, and they're either helping to set up some of the evacuation shelters or helping with some of the shelters that are already open. And then in other cases, they are working to drive our emergency response vehicles to the area, and those vehicles are staging in Alabama and then being routed to the most appropriate places as the storm comes through and we get better information as to where the most need will be.
Can you talk a little bit about the, I'm interested, the actual shelters that you were referring to. What do they look like? What are they made of?
Basically, we initially set up community evacuation shelters. So those are shelters that aren't necessarily a full shelter where people would have everything they need like we do eventually get set up. But they're basically a place for them, for people to get in that's safe and it's out of the elements. And so those shelters are already being set up in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Those are generally already a building that's a standing building like a community center or a church or other type of location that we've identified with the local authorities to determine that it's a safe place for people to go to. Teams bring in bottled water, snacks. We have cots, blankets, ready-to-eat meals, basically the MREs. So those types of supplies are brought in to help the community and make sure that people who do come to those shelters have those kinds of resources and then have a place to stay as long as needed and until the storm conditions recede and allow them to get back into the area where into their home.
I assume your crews will be there quite a few days after the storm leaves.
Absolutely, yes, because generally speaking, a lot of people who do have to leave their home and are finding that it's completely flooded out or perhaps destroyed, then it gets to be where they need a longer time to stay in a shelter and be able to get their situation to where they can actually go somewhere else temporarily. So we do see that most of our volunteers are prepared to deploy for up to 2 weeks and stay longer if necessary in some cases, or we will send in additional volunteers to help relieve those individuals if they do need to stay longer. It really depends on the storm and how it all plays out over the next several days and how many shelters are needed and the devastation that does occur along the coastline there as to how much need there really will be. We are already seeing a lot of need. We've had 12,000 people nationally stay in the 171 Red Cross shelters that have been set up in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina so far. So we have a lot of people out of their homes and seeking shelter elsewhere, and then we will continue to provide more shelters as the need arises as the storm continues up the coast.
Watson says if you would like to make a donation, simply text.
You can actually just text the word Dorian to 90999, and that's a quick and easy way to do it.
Watson says the Red Cross also encourages people to continue to donate blood. I'm Kevin Boucher.